Richie Cole from the October 15th, 2016 edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. That was a fun performance to listen to, but I remember clearly how much fun it was to watch, too.
Are you listening for a birthday announcement you sent in for today? We apologize that it's not possible for us to make our usual birthday shoutouts during today's special episode. We'll be sure to include them with those planned for next week.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send in their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays, or write to us at slb@slbradio.org, or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Thank you.
This is Larry Berger. We'll be back again with our usual mix of acoustic music and family fun next week. You're listening to a special edition of the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, featuring great live performances from past broadcasts.
88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP-FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 90.7 KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, 91.7 WCUC-FM Clarion, 91.7 WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
You're in for a real treat this hour. Coming up, you will hear rhythm and blues with members of the band Royce. But first, from May 6th, 2017, it was our pleasure to welcome from Chicago the Low Down Brass Band. They were here for Pawtucka Tonk 2017 and put in a great performance. Now let's take a listen to the Low Down Brass Band.
Right up, it's a mystery. Yep, let me explain what it is to me. Yep, who's the best play guessing game? Tell me now, what's my name? BC here with the LDB, but brass band on the LED. Rolling deep, we just roll up. Want to skate, just roll with me. What you want to know about way the scales, man? Surf the net, man, wave your rights. Boy, here's the moment that I saved the day. Like caution tape might save your life. Instrumental, these instruments. Entertaining this incident. Intentional prerequisites to reckon it. Now I'm killing it. Every single day make history. No top fives officially. Your top tens, just 10 styles that blend down to a symphony. All done so simply. Differences to do it differently. Like Disney. Look around, you'll figure it out eventually. Look at me like what I'm worth. Feel that plus his body. Scope, get to knowing the real me. Everything that we do is put it one more time. They forgot them, that's for mine. It's all good like every day. Look at me like what I'm worth. Million plus, why they scope? Get to knowing the real me. Everything that we do is dope. Put it one more time. They forgot them, that's for mine. It's all good like every day. We'll be right back.
There you have got the Lowdown Brass Band. You guys sound great. I'd like to make sure everybody gets a chance to meet you. They're here from Chicago. Have you been to Pittsburgh before as a band?
No. Yeah, this is multiple times we've been here. The Social Club, Brillo Box. But this is our first time at Petonka Tong, so we're excited. My name's Andrew Zelm. I'm the trombone player of Lowdown Brass Band. A fun fact about myself, I love the water, and I really enjoy doing tubing behind ski boats.
Wow, that's something. What's nice to meet you. When did you start playing trombone?
Oh my gosh, it has to be about almost 20 years ago when I was in fifth grade. So I guess I'm a product, I think a lot of us are, of the American band system in the schools. So
yeah, that's what I was curious about. Are you a native Chicago?
Yeah, I am. I'm from the Chicago suburbs and grown up there, went to school there, went to DePaul University, so live there now. Yeah, it's great.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. That's Andrew. And let's go to the aforementioned, it's Dave Levine, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having us, Larry. Yeah, we're thrilled to be at Petonka Tonk. A fact about myself.
It has to be a fun fact.
I have a tuxedo cat named Junior. And he brings me gifts, birds and mice and such. He's good like that.
I kind of liked the way that Andrew put it, a product of the American system of music, where you're introduced to a subset of musical instruments of which you must choose one. And before you know it, that becomes welded to your lips or hands for life. Is that what you did?
Yeah, in a way, I mean, for sure, definitely how I started. We just kind of, from there, you know, just kind of take the impulse as it comes, and, you know, it branches out to other instruments and other, you know, forms and things like that. But yeah, it started in the good old American band program.
And you're a native Chicagoan as well?
Yeah, you could say that, yes. I'm going to say yes.
How did you guys meet up?
Well, I would say four or five of the original members met at DePaul University in Chicago. Then the rest, we just kind of commiserated around just hanging out, going to jam sessions, going to see other guys' shows. Kind of just becomes this kind of organic amalgamation of horn players. And, 13 years later, we're still going.
Yeah, Chicago's a great town for that, too. A lot of musicians, a lot of great musicians, too. Well, it's good to meet you. We'll meet everybody coming through. And hello.
Hi, I'm Gerald.
You're Gerald. See, there's two trumpet players on my list. You could have been Sam. You could have been Gerald. You're Gerald. Any fun facts?
Well, Dave stole my thunder with the cat, so I'm going to go ahead and say I make abstract electronic music.
That's a good thing to do, like MIDI or synthesis or what?
Synthesis, mostly analog instruments.
Very cool. And when did you start playing trumpet?
About 25 years ago.
Another early adopter. Well, it's nice to meet you. Let's meet the other trumpeter here, who is Sam Johnson. Hey, Sam.
Hello, my name is Sam Johnson. I play trumpet.
Anything we need to know about you?
I'm mostly not very fun, but I really like pizza.
Okay, and what would be on it?
Cheese. The only way to know if a pizza is good if you eat cheese pizza.
That would be true, a total palate cleansing sense. The MC who you heard, MC Bella Camp, I hope I got that right.
Yes, you got it perfect.
And you're playing your vocal cords throughout this. And how did you hook up with these guys?
Well, I used to be in another band with the other sousaphone player, and we were in a band for about 10 years together, so that's how I hung out with these guys.
Excellent. And can we use your real name, too, here? Anthony Evora, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how did you get started doing this?
A friend of mine used to make songs when we were freshmen in high school, and I just kind of tagged along with him, and it stuck, you know? But I do want to make a correction. Sam is pretty fun, so... contrary to popular belief, you know.
What makes him so much fun?
You know, just his dry humor and his sarcasm.
Yeah, that would make sense. You can tell. Don't let the red flannel shirt fool you. There's life in there.
Exactly.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school in Chicago. I went to a high school called St. Rita. It was an all-boys Catholic school. Pretty strict, but we still had fun.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. We're going to meet the sousaphone player and then the drummer and then hear some more music. Hello.
My name's Steve Duncan. I'm your sousaphone player this morning.
Well, thank you for being that. I like your shirt. I'm reading it. Share, create, pursue, change, beauty, the world, stories, justice. It's kind of nice to see. Any fun facts we should know about you?
Well, you know, for those at home who might not have no idea what a sousaphone is, you know, it's basically a tuba that you wear, named for John Philip Sousa. Fun fact about John Philip Sousa, his dad forced him to join the Marines when he was 13 years old to prevent him, a child prodigy, from joining a circus band and running away.
Interesting. Who knew? That is a fun fact. Who haven't we met? We haven't met our man on the drums, and then I think we got everybody. Hello.
Hi. My name is Michael August. I play drums.
Do you guys ever march at all? Like, are you, if you move around in a parade or something, will you bring a drum too?
We do. When we march, we do a marching style. So I'll wear a bass drum, and the snare drummer will wear a snare kind of around his shoulders, and we'll march around as a band. So we're mobile. Yep.
Sounds great. Well, there is a lot, you know, the brass band, I'm going to call it a movement. The music's never really gone away. But over the last maybe 15 years, at least from my perspective, more and more brass bands have come alive with music to be the soundtrack to movements, political action, celebration of the arts. I want to be sure we get plenty of music.
The next thing we're going to do is a little bit more of a traditional, what we would call a second line kind of style, out of that New Orleans brass band kind of vibe. But it's an original tune called Chuggin'.
Chuggin'. Once again, from Chicago, the Lowdown Brass Band here with us, with great pleasure to have these guys here. We'll be right back. Lowdown Brass Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I knew some kids would find their way in to hear you guys. If you're enjoying listening to them, I'm pleased to let you know they have some albums available. And if you go to their website, that's probably the easiest way to find them. And their website's easy to get to. It's lowdownbrassband.com. And easy enough, there's even a Christmas album there, which I'll bet is amazing. It's a little early, but is it ever too early? You can support these guys, and you can also learn about where else they're going to be playing. Are you guys on the road a lot?
I wouldn't say a ton. We have to be a little bit more strategic about the touring that we do. But I would say we're probably on the road, I would say, a good, you know, I don't know, maybe 40, 50 days a year. I think the best place to find us for now is probably online.
I mentioned before that song you did about, at least my sense, that brass band music is being quote-unquote discovered by a lot of people and juxtaposed, whether it be protest or trying to get a message across. Is that true? Is your perception as well?
Well, I think brass band music has typically traditionally been, you know, very emotional music. It's been used in protests. It's been used in funerals. It's been used as a community builder, a rallying point. And yeah, there's just something about that call of the brass that kind of like, it's almost of a call to arms for any cause, really. So yeah, I feel like, you know, it's a community builder and it rallies people around and yeah, it gives it a good platform for change.
Any advice for anybody who might be thinking, I'd like to be part of a brass band, or can you guys are all very experienced musicians. Can a novice get involved easily?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this music inherently is really pretty simple, especially the New Orleans style. It's very blues-based, very riff-based. It can be very simple. And what we do, you know, what you heard in that song was really simple riffs that were just kind of layered. And so you don't have to be, super virtuosic or, you know, study 20 years on your instrument to be able to accomplish this kind of sound. You just have to do a little bit of homework about, like, where this music is coming from and getting that style right. And then for us, like, there wasn't really a brass band at the time. I was, like, looking around like, man, you know, there's nobody to play this music with. And sometimes you just have to start it yourself. So get some friends together and, you know, find like-minded individuals and put yourself in a room and, you know, set out the tea and crumpets and go for it.
Yeah, in addition to what Dave was saying about starting up a brass band, for us specifically, if you like any of the tunes that you're hearing right now, on our website, we actually have our arrangements up for purchase. So if you like anything and you have a couple guys, we have flexible instrumentation, you can check it out and just throw together a band with our charts.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I saw that up there, too. It's worth looking at their website, lowdownbrassband.com. It's you're the man that made the website, I'm guessing. Is that right? Everybody pointed at you. Steve. Steve is the webmaster. Are you the webmaster?
Not technically, yeah. We have multiple sousaphone players. I'm the accountant.
The accountant. Well, if you go... there's videos at the website and a lot of good information, and it'll give you a chance to learn more about them. What do you want to do next, Dave?
We're going to do an original tune that's going to be on the new album called Grind It Out, and it's just a combination of all kinds of different styles, and we're going to bring Billy Camp back up and do his vocal stylings on the mic, and yeah, we hope you like it.
Once again, the Lowdown Brass Band, Chicago Zone. We'll be right back.
I was born in the physical form of shady blocks. Some dreams I remember indeed, or maybe not. Call it whatever, perceive it the right way. I see what they mean, but they mean it the right way. Fortunately, at it again, we gotta get there. Where every note is in key, been on the kick where I stand and deliver. So just playing what's for dinner. NTM Grand, I'm like fam, it's a winner. Got no wishes with the game. The game been evolving, and we should do the same. Our troops stand off when the candidates debate. Drawing lines in the sand, got our issues take a name. It's like it's written stone, hieroglyphics on the TV. The writing's on the wall, all in graffiti. Thinking I put the chips on the line for the hits online. Get my Tims, I'm going to get mine. Low down, but the flow so good. Can't say it all, but the logo could. Game over, it's a wrap, y'all. Nah. Run the jewels and the laptops, please. Pay the company, don't play in front of company. Think before I speak so I can say it to you publicly. A blueprint, this the breakdown. We'll knock it out by the eighth round. Creep! Low down, but the flow so good. Can't sing it all, but the logo could.
Low Down Brass Band. What a great tune that was. So you're going to do a cover?
Yeah. This one's for the fans of the Specials. This one is Ghost Town.
Once again, from Chicago, land of my brother David, here the Low Down Brass Band.
Graduation, no cap and gown, no cases. No one ever showed me an example. What could happen now? They gonna put out an APB. As long as I can sleep at night, my dreams will be my ATV. Resolving all of our problems, can't do it all in a day. Can't be dependent on nothing, hope it ain't all goes away. To the day I'm gone, so it's ready as thing. We'll say bye-bye to those trying to cop the features. Got achievements and the finest feet. Ghost Town Highway robbery, I can read them, don't believe them. No selfish reason, just decency. Can we make it out, not victimize, and not forget who he's supposed to be. Got some loud and a decent truth be told, I'ma need that. Of course, we gon' stick to the protocol and take down notes on the feedback. First try, I'ma beast that. So first up, I'll do at least that. Might die being patient, buried in the basement. Resurrect on Easter, just like, let's break them up, 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 let's break them up. Motivation ain't too patient. My goals are know the information. I work to use the right tools. Work hard till we need a vacation. It's so phenomenal, purposeful. Something so good it's worth the dough. This whole time worship cash is king, but actually it ain't worth it though. Please don't be insulted by my degree. There's many evenings I'm heated. Got many reasons to be. Sometimes I run to the bottle spirit.
two drinks in the mix. Try not to make it a habit. Hang up, I'm calling it quits. This ain't the post. Real or fake? Real or fake is different to a non-believer. Play to read, but die properly. Skate to die, dichotomy. Freedom, don't keep them. Souls are meant to be set free, but tied down in a brainstorm when the rain's gone, but ain't overseas. This is why I don't reason with fools when it comes to achievement. Don't doubt what I'm saying, like, first of all, you gotta say it out loud to believe it. Huh, what do I know, Eva? It's a, but still won't leave her till I find a replacement in the Matrix. Resurrect on Easter, just like, let's break them off, 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 hey, hey. Here we go. One time, we piece the, two time, we piece the rock, three time, we piece the rock. Come on, y'all. One time, we piece the rock, two time, we piece the rock, three time, we piece the rock. Come on, y'all.
Chicago's Lowdown Brass Band from May 6th, 2017. Coming up in just a moment, Rhythm and Blues with members of Royce.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
This is Larry Berger. We'll be back again with our usual mix of acoustic music and family fun next week. You're listening to a special edition of the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, featuring great live performances from past broadcasts.
SLB Radio is carried by a network of great community radio stations, internet radio stations, and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, KRDP Indy Community Radio Phoenix, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, Audio Now at 515-605-9542, and at our website, slbradio.org/radio.
Now it's our pleasure to feature two members of a group known as Royce. This was a great performance, as well as a lot of good conversation. Here from the group Royce, James Royce along with Lady J.
So many people broken hearts and spirits are what I've left behind. Oh, wretched man am I. I don't know why you don't waste your time.
Waste your time, no.
I'm such a wretch, yeah, yeah. So like mine.
So like mine.
Wretched man am I. Wretched man am I. But you're always full of forgiveness.
Full of forgiveness.
Your heart overflows with willingness.
With willingness.
All have sinned and fallen short of your glory.
Sounding fine. That is members of Royce, James Royce, singing as well as Lady J. Chisante singing as well. I want to learn more about each of you first. You don't. You can start as early as you'd like. You don't have to start at birth, but
well, back in. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's start with you, James. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Originally, I'm not. I am originally from Texas. I've moved around a lot in Texas, but I've touched Waco, Austin, Houston, College Station, all of those places.
And was that where you went to school as a boy?
I started there, but we moved up here with my family about 97, so I was 7. I didn't have a choice. I had to come.
Okay, so did you come to the cold?
Right.
And so where did you what neighborhood were you in Pittsburgh growing up?
I get a lot of moving, but started in Highland Park, and then Mount Oliver, Bellevue, and now I'm in Wilkins Township.
So. Great ways to connect. You know, I live in Avalon now, and I grew up in Churchill, so you and I have been next-door neighbors, kind of,
right.
Spiritually
the six
at
degrees.
Least. Yeah. Where'd you go to high school?
I was actually homeschooled, which was really amazing for me because I've always had a musical and artistic interest. So going, being homeschooled allowed me to venture out and start my career very early on. I started doing music professionally when I was 12.
I was curious about that. Were you playing in bands or?
I actually started as a rapper slash poet. And I did that until I was about 17, and I picked up the guitar when I was 15, and I started singing and songwriting when I was about 17.
That's fantastic. What a great story. And what about you, Lady J? Chisante is here.
Hello, hello. Well, I'm a Pittsburgh native. I grew up in Wilkinsburg, so I've been here all my life. Probably started performing when I was around 7, about the same age. But I was a theater kid. I got that theater bug really early, so started doing musical theater. My very first musical was Peter Rabbit. I remember that with the Keysport Little Theater.
Mm.
And kind of was doing theater for a long time, some dance, and kind of got into doing music in choir, actually, in church. And from there, they were like, hey, there's something there, I think. So I've been doing, you know, music ever since. This is my first band, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, you have a beautiful voice, and the two of you sing together absolutely beautifully. Did you go to Wilkinsburg High School?
No, actually, I went to Trinity Christian. Yeah, in Forest Hills.
Yeah, I know that. Gosh, all these degrees of separation. Now, Trinity Christian was Forest Hills Junior High School when I was growing up in that area, I think. I can't remember what street it's on. I can picture it.
I just know it's off of Ridge Avenue. I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Forest Hills High School as I was growing up. And I love Wilkinsburg, and that was the playground of my youth, which is probably... I'm probably a teeny bit older than you, but in the 60s and early 70s, that was where I spent most of my time. Because when you grow up in a place like Wilkins or Churchill, if you want to do something and you're a kid, you got to take a bus.
Right.
And all buses go through Wilkinsburg.
Right.
And I just would love the time. And I still spend some time there every now and then, too. Let's have you guys do another song. What would you like to play?
So this next one we're going to do is called Sanctuary.
Yeah, before, tell me about the one you opened with. I meant to ask you.
Yeah, that one's called Wretched Man. And that song was written in a place when I really realized that I'd been really horrible to people that I loved. And sometimes I feel like as humans we have those times where we get so full of ourselves or we have so many other people in our ears that we tend to not listen to those that actually care and love us, and we turn our backs on them. So it was a song of reflection, just knowing that I've done some terrible things and I want to reconnect and build those bridges again.
I liked that song a lot, and I meant to ask you about it right after you played it. So this next one is?
It's called Sanctuary.
Okay, once again, here is Royce.
No obligation in this love of ours, just good conversation and love for hours. Lazy afternoons turn to dark rooms, the world waits outside. We're in my bedroom, this sanctuary is yours. This sanctuary is ours. This sanctuary is yours. This sanctuary is ours. There's no obligation in this love of ours, just good conversation and love for hours. Lazy afternoons turn to dark rooms, the world waits outside. We're in my bedroom, this sanctuary is yours. This sanctuary is ours. This sanctuary is yours. This sanctuary is ours. Sanctuary. Sanctuary, oh, the sanctuary. The sanctuary is yours. The sanctuary, sanctuary
is ours. The sanctuary
is yours and ours.
Is yours
and ours.
The sanctuary.
Another nice song, and boy, it's nice to hear the two of you sing together. Maybe this group needs to be a duo.
Funny story about that is when when I first started telling Jay that I really wanted to pursue the music as a solo artist again, because kind of the music history is I was with a band and, you know, artistic differences happen. The funniest thing is that it was my siblings. So those artistic differences definitely happen a lot.
Those could be, I think, the strongest artistic differences sometimes.
So when I started writing and I told Lady J, I said, you know, I'm really thinking about doing this. And because you and I have had such a connection and such a friendship, I think you should join. And she was like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of your thing. I said, come on, let's just do it. So that's how it started.
Well, it's funny because I don't know if this is what you were thinking, Lady J, is you can put your friendship in jeopardy sometimes, right? It's a little bit of a risk to try to do that. Is that what you were thinking?
I mean, it can be. Yeah. Like, we're best friends. So, and people are always like, are you serious? Like, yeah, no, we are, like, really best friends. Like, we are almost attached at the hip. But it was kind of, I didn't want him to feel like what I was doing was going to shadow anything. So this was really his dream, and I was just wanting to support it. So I was like, if I can be there and just do a couple background, you know, oohs and ahs, I will support everything you're doing. And it worked out so well. So, I mean, I just think it made the friendship even, like, closer. So
yeah. You sort of tread lightly as you start to do that, because it can change things a little bit. But you sound so great together. Are you still writing a bunch of rap at all?
I do still write. I'm actually going to be performing a song called Over This tonight. And again, a lot of my writing is from retrospect. It's from a place of, or not retrospect, but a place of reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I do write, especially rap, I write it in the cadence of poetry and spoken word. And it's just to get the message across and use the metaphors properly. So
we had a lot of discussion about rap a couple weeks ago. Some students we're working with who are interns with the Heinz Endowments had a chance to hear the crunk movement out in Hazelwood at Center of Life. And one in particular had never really been exposed to rap in anything other than a superficial way.
Mm.
And I could tell that he really was transformed, suddenly realizing that rap can be positive, reflective,
right,
introspective, and just as there are many forms of songs and poems and books, rap is so multifaceted, and a lot of people tend to put it in one little category, right?
Right. I mean, a lot of, even though I write some songs, I still use that information and the technique to write my songs, the poetry and the cadences and the metaphors. It's all in there. It hasn't changed or adjusted from that.
No, and it was just fun. And this is not, this fellow just had not been in a place in life
exposed
to really understand it, other than pop culture, which does not always do the best job of, as it would with any genre, of exposing you to the whole wealth and depth,
right,
of what's there. So what do you want to do next?
Love and War?
Sure.
Love and War. A song. Now, if this is reflective, another song. Again, this is part of the members of the group known as Royce.
Take a love that wasn't mine. Can I love a hope that I have stole? Was it all right? Was it all fair in love and war? I wasn't a conqueror when I laid eyes on her. I consider myself some kind of savior. I took her to different places, and she became our grace. And I won't let her go. I won't let her go. Is it all fair in
in love and war? Was it all fair in love and war? Was it all fair in love and war? Was it right that I was the victor? I was like David, I saw what I wanted, and now I'm two shots in, and I still feel haunted. Did I make something good or break something right? Did I take what was mine or destroy your life? Was it all fair in love and war? Was it all fair in love and war? Was it all fair in love and war? Was it right? I was the victor, victor. Love and war, 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 love and war. Was it all fair? Was it all fair? So was it all fair in love and war? Was it all fair in love and war? Was it all fair in love and war? Was it right that I was the victor, the victor?
The group Royce with Love and War, and I know you've got one more, and it's just very, very relaxing to listen to you, but also very inspiring and thought-provoking. And it's kind of neat. Is the music is laid back, and it just provides a good, almost system of support as you try to take in what you're saying. I hope that makes sense.
No, it definitely does. Part of the writing that I do, and I mean, right now I've been doing a lot of the writing, but as we've been growing and forming as a band, you know, more ideas are starting to come in. What's really amazing about the band is that each person is, they have their own style, and they are very versed in that style. And so they bring a lot to the table. Rob, he brings a lot in terms of guitar and blues and alternative rock and even metal. And so, like, infusing those ideas and bringing them together, Daniel's very funk. He's like the Bootsy Collins of Royce. All you need to do is say, Diesel, give me something in funk, and he will. He actually, we co-wrote the an intro piece that we do called The Juice together. It's a funk piece. And Banksy, he's got such a hip-hop vibe, and he really brings, like, the real heart of hip-hop. I could see, I'm glad that I got him, because I could see Jay-Z or someone picking him up and just saying, I want you on my set. But the music is written in a way that it can kind of carry you through it. You don't feel like you're bombarded with anything lyrically.
Yeah.
And the music kind of supports those ideas and helps you to, I don't know, like it kind of cradles you as it's like, let's talk about something serious, but let's not feel too burdened with it.
Well, exactly. And that's exactly the feeling I have and as I'm listening. And I think it's really important because, at least for me, I connect with music that does that allows me to hear and think. And every time, have you guys had a chance to record yet?
We haven't yet. Since we've been together, we've been focusing on building our show, building our set list. Now that we have our set list, I believe in the fall we're going to start working on our first either album or EP. So we're going to go into the studio, and we will be recording at Lighthouse Studios. So it's going to be an amazing opportunity, and we have such great engineers there.
Yeah, your songs will really hold up to repeated listening, which is one reason I asked. Well, let's get the first of those two in. What do you want to do? They negotiate.
Right, they negotiate. Well, there's one that I want to do, and you know, I'm just going to do it. This one's called Run From Me.
for me, run for me, baby. I've had a little too much to drink. Run for me, baby. There ain't no time to even think. You know how I get when the alcohol kicks in.
When the alcohol kicks in.
You know that I become that villain.
That villain, yeah.
So why you playing with fire?
Fire.
Baby, run for your life. Oh, run away.
Run for me. Run from me, babe. Run from me. Run from me, baby.
Why you wanna stay around? I'm giving you a free pass out of town. But you keep on coming back. Remember last time I beat you blue and black? Woo! Run away!
Run from me! Run from me!
Run away!
Run from me! Run from me, babe!
I've been praying, but maybe to the wrong guy. Cause I'm holding up this facade. You told me you love me to the end. Well, baby, I'm telling you that I ain't your friend. Run away.
Run from me. Run from me,
run
babe.
Away.
Run from me. Run from me,
run
baby.
Away.
Run from me. Run from me,
run
babe.
Away.
Run from me. Run from me, baby.
Woo. That is, I'm glad you picked that one. You guys both get a chance to shine on that. What are you guys going to finish up with?
What about Daggers?
Sure, Daggers.
It's Daggers. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you so much. This has been fun.
It's great, and we'll have the full band on sometime, too. Here's Royce.
Trusted you, gave you my all. I never expected to get that call. I heard your voice in the background, broke my heart. What did I ever do to tear us apart? You took my emotions and buried them deep, disregarded my feelings. Now how can this be? My heart is in shambles and I cannot breathe. What did I do for you to do this to me? I can't take no more. I'm lying on the floor. I'm trying to catch my breath. I can't take it cause my heart's full of daggers and I'm bleeding out. I wish that I could trust you, but I'm so full of doubt. Cause my heart's full of daggers and I'm bleeding out. I try to find where I went wrong, cause we've known each other for way too long. Trusted you, I gave you my all. I never expected to get that call. I heard your voice in the background, it broke my heart. What did I ever do to tear us apart? Took my emotions and buried them deep, disregarded my feelings. Now how can this be? My heart is in shambles and I cannot breathe. What did I do for you to do this to me? Cause I can't take no more. I'm lying on the floor. I'm trying to catch my breath. I can't take it cause my heart's full of daggers and I'm bleeding out. I wish that I could trust you, but I'm so full of doubt. Cause my heart's full of daggers and I'm bleeding out. I'm trying to find what I went wrong, cause we've known each other for way too long. Full of daggers and I'm bleeding out. I wish that I could trust you, but I'm so full of doubt. Cause my heart's full of daggers and I'm bleeding out. I try to find where I went wrong, cause we've known each other for way too long.
from the July 29th, 2017 edition of the Saturday Light Brigade, James Royce and Lady J from the band Royce.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
This is Larry Berger. We'll be back again with our usual mix of acoustic music and family fun next week. You're listening to a special edition of the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, featuring great live performances from past broadcasts.
88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP-FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 90.7 KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, 91.7 WCUC FM Clarion, 91.7 WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Most high schools have an orchestra or a band, and some are lucky enough to have marching bands or a jazz band. At Wheeling Park High School, there is also a bluegrass band, and the group has really created a high-quality sound and tradition for the high school. This is their second appearance on the Saturday Light Brigade. It happened on April 6th. 2019. Please enjoy this encore performance from the Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band.